This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal authorities have arrested two men on terror charges for allegedly plotting to bomb or shoot up sites, including the White House and Trump Tower in New York, in attacks inspired by the Islamic State group. Jalen Christopher Molina of Texas and Christopher Sean Matthews of South Carolina are both charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization, and they were arrested in different states last week. A federal public defender, where Molina did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is now sending in state troopers and sheriff's deputies to Portland for the weekend to help police on the state's largest city monitor competing Saturday protest. The right-wing group Proud Boys is holding a demonstration, and counter-protests by liberal groups are expected. Brown said she is giving leadership of policing in the city over the weekend to the commanders of the state-run police and local sheriff's office. Portland has seen violent protests for more than 3 weeks following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They went into a loom during recent wildfires, but resumed this week. Breonna Taylor's family is demanding that Kentucky authorities release all body camera footage, police files, and transcripts of the grand jury that led to no charges against police officers who killed the black woman during a March drug raid at her apartment. As Taylor's mother stood close by, her lawyer said that they have seen the evidence